AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A young white man burst into the Emmanuel AME Church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina last night and opened fire. Nine people, including the church pastor, State Senator Clementa Pinckney, are dead. Community activist Christopher Kaysen admits that he is angry and frustrated.
We are communities trying to live and survive. Why do we have to live like this? We have enough issues here now in Charleston. We don't need more. We need peace.
Charleston Police Chief Gregory Mullen.
We are looking for a white male, approximately 21 years old, sandy blonde hair. And he obviously is extremely dangerous.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation of what authorities call a hate crime. After nearly a foot of rain in Houston, what's left of Tropical Storm Bill remains a threat further north and east. Forecasters say 3 to 8 inches of rain could fall from Oklahoma to Illinois by the end of this week. Arkansas Emergency Management spokesman Rick Fair.
Our ground is saturated. Our rivers and lakes are full, much like they are in Texas and Oklahoma. And so the flooding threat is the biggest threat we face.
A toddler is missing in Oklahoma. Police in Ardmore say a relative of the two-year-old tried to get the child away from a flooded creek, but the child ran the other way and was swept away. Hundreds of people attend a mass for the six young people killed in a balcony collapse in Berkeley, California. Even Ivan Harrell with the Irish Network Bay Area says people are devastated.
It's very hard to describe in words the impact that it's had on the community here in the city, the Irish community. And people are really, you know, wanting to show support to the families.
The crowded fifth floor balcony broke off in an apartment building during a 21st birthday party early Tuesday morning. This is AP Radio News. President Obama heads to California to raise money for fellow Democrats, including some fighting against his free trade efforts.
With his bid for new free trade pacts still in doubt, the president's headlining fundraisers in L.A. and San Fran that'll benefit some of the same lawmakers who revolted in droves in a House vote Friday. But spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama's bond with fellow Democrats transcends disputes over trade.
It's more than strong enough to weather a difference of opinion over one issue, even an issue as important as this one.
So while aides scramble for trade votes back here, Obama will dine with the rebellion's leader, Nancy Pelosi, at a Bay Area home. And of course, party donors paying $10,000 each. Mark Smith at the White House.
It's not going to happen until 2020, but Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew says a big currency change is on its way.
The new 10 will be the first bill in more than a century to feature the portrait of a woman.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.